Welcome to Chronicle Headlines. Today, we are doing a Chronicle TV takeover. I'm Andres Guerra, director and executive producer of Chronicle TV.
And I'm Connor Dore, one of the regular hosts of the Chronicle TV.
Well, let's get started.
Yes. For campus news this week, the part-time faculty union has finished its fifth week on strike and has now become one of the longest part-time faculty strikes in history. In the past 2 weeks, striking faculty have been locked out of Canvas while full-time faculty members take over their classes for the rest of the semester. The college has announced that the students will have the option to take any fall semester course pass-fail, and Columbia President and CEO Kwangwoo Kim has said in an email that the college is considering tuition reimbursement in some instances in response to inquiries from students and parents. Junior illustration major Colin Kniss says he is anxious about having a new instructor for the rest of the semester. Here's Colin.
I feel like I've adapted a certain designing skill and level that I feel like my professor before was able to kind of understand. But now I don't know anything about this new professor that's coming in that's supposed to be there for the final 2 weeks.
Have your classes been canceled?
All four of them have, actually. They just picked up this week.
Oh, really? Who picked up your classes?
Actually, Matt Cunningham picked up my podcasting class.
Really?
Shout out to Matt Cunningham for letting us be in here today.
Shout out to Matt Cunningham.
Thank you.
As always. I only had one class be canceled, and Tom Dowd, the Dean of Media Arts, took it over. And he was very transparent about a lot of stuff that has been going on, because he's also on the bargaining board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on with my classes, but... Hey, the hip-hop issue came out, though.
It did. I know you have a story in it. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so my story is like the best, or the most influential Chicago albums had on hip-hop. And I asked people from the hip-hop club and a Chicago producer that has been working as a producer in Chicago for a number of years what they think is the best and most influential Chicago album. It ranges from Kanye to Common and to Lupe Fiasco. So it's a really interesting story. It's I feel like it's like one of those Billboard who says is the best top 10 rappers kind of things. And it's kind of fun that I get to write one of those before I graduate. So
yeah, I read it. It was a really good piece. Good job.
Thank you. And you had the photojournalist do the hip hop emotion.
Yeah. So the team of photojournalists, it was pretty tough getting them to do this. But we did a series of video essays focusing on anybody that works in hip-hop at Columbia, either teaching, dancing, producing, and even DJing. It was a process. It was a process.
Yeah.
Very, very long process. A lot of them is their first time doing video, but overall, I'm really proud with what they did.
Yeah.
You could actually see all the videos on YouTube at the Columbia Chronicle.
They're also on our Instagram page. Yeah, they've been posting them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
New one came out on Wednesday. They're coming out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, this week and next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, I watched the Boyneski one.
Mm-hmm, Boyneski.
So good.
Yeah, and then Jaleel the Kid came out on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I got to watch that one still, but, yeah, definitely go check that out.
Yeah.
So, Andres, I know you spoke to Cesar about the hip-hop issue. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so here is Cesar. He wrote a story about the connection between hip-hop and poetry.
Hey, so I wrote an article about hip-hop and poetry at Columbia Chicago, and what's really interesting is we've had poetry at Columbia for years, and since at least the 60s, we for sure know, because Gwendolyn Brooks ran poetry classes, and, you know, Gwendolyn Brooks is a famous poet. She taught here from 63 to 69, and so we kind of have that legacy of poetry and hip-hop as well, because she... did an interview with an old magazine, which doesn't exist at Columbia anymore, but they pretty much interviewed her, and they were like, yeah, so how's the like, connection between hip-hop and poetry? And she was like, yeah, there's definitely a connection. Like, hip-hop is poetry, and poetry is hip-hop. And so that's kind of our origin, at least how I framed it.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that you point that out. In my own class, I'm a poetry minor. There are people who study hip-hop or do music business, music performance and stuff like that, and in their poetry that they read aloud in class, you could hear how the rhythmic it is, and it's very I find it super interesting. So I think it's really cool that you also wrote a story about it. So yeah, anything else you want to say?
So yeah, for example, like I had Jabari Ware. He does hip-hop He does a lot of like showings in the city. You know, he's very much a rapper, but is also a poet. And so he's a great example of like how it converges.
I actually had Jabari in my class. Whenever he would read, it was very spoken word-esque. And yeah, really cool guy, really great work. But yeah, thank you so much for being here, Caesar.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read full stories at columbiachronicle.com, sign up for a newsletter at columbiachronicle.com/newsletter, and check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations, where we ask students about their favorite hip-hop songs.
I'm Anders Guerra.
And I'm Connor Dorr. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.